Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Good. Yeah, so as everybody knows, a few months ago, my father passed away, and it was a really tough time for our family. One of the things that made that those weeks really difficult was one of my uncles never showed up at the visitation, never showed up at the funeral, never called any of us. He was absent. And if you've been through that process, right, you can kind of feel that emotion of that hurts. And I saw how it hurt my mom. I saw how it hurt my family members. And this anger and this offense started to grow in me. And you know, I was talking to Barry this morning. I think he's gone. But I was talking to Barry this morning, and he looked at me and he goes, "You know, I'm pretty old," but he said, "I still feel like I'm growing up." And this week I felt like I had to grow up a little bit, because I discovered that I was dealing with a lot of offense, a lot of bitterness, a lot of anger towards this person. And I go around all the time and I talk to people and I say, "You need to forgive people. You need to forgive people." And all of a sudden it was like, "Mike, you gotta smoke what you're selling." Right? Can I say that here? Okay. I went to Bible study Wednesday night, and I just said to the guys, I said, "I'm really feeling like the Holy Spirit is telling me that I have to go to my uncle and I have to pray with him." And I didn't want to do that. I felt like Jonah, right? I was like, I wanted to get on a boat and head to Wisconsin, right? And I thought, well, I don't want to get eaten by a whale, so maybe better for me to call my uncle. So on Friday morning, I kind of pulled up my as much humility as I had, and I texted him, and I just said, "Hey, I'm going to be in Grand Rapids taking some meetings this morning. Would love to come and pray with you if you're available." And I just said, "Lord, if he responds, I'll go pray with him. If he doesn't," I didn't expect him to respond. "I'm not going to force the issue. I'll consider it done." I did my part. I did not want to do this. All right, I cannot stress how much I did not want to do this. Let me give you a little backstory. A couple weeks after my dad's funeral, we found out that my uncle had gone into the hospital and he had a mass on his kidney, right? And I'm a little ashamed to even say, like, I was just like, it's kind of like almost like a serves you right kind of an attitude. I'm just going to be honest with you guys, right? And so what I really felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit was telling me was, "Mike, you need to go pray for your uncle. And not only that, but I'm going to heal your uncle." And why that is difficult is because I prayed for my dad. I prayed for my sister. And they didn't get healed. But I really felt like the Holy Spirit was saying, "How are you going to feel when your uncle gets healed? And will you go and do it anyway?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to do it anyway." So anyway, long story short, I went there on Friday morning. He messaged me like back in like 3 minutes. I was like, "Yeah, stop on by." And I was like, "Great." So yeah, okay. So I went there and we talked for a little while. He shared with me everything that was going on with him. My uncle is an atheist, doesn't think much of our faith. And so then at the end, I asked him if I could pray with him. I felt like the Lord was telling me to pray with him. And I had shared with him a lot of the healings and things that happened in Zambia. I shared with him some of the things that I've seen traveling around, what I've seen that the Lord has done, and I really feel like the Lord wanted to do a work in his life as well. So he allowed me to lay hands on him at the end and pray with him. And I just kept repeating the phrase, Lord, give him the peace that passes all understanding. Give him peace that passes all understanding. And when I opened my eyes, and I was done praying, his eyes were real glassy. He was starting to cry. And he says, Mike, I'm going to tell you something, and you're not going to believe this. I said, I'm not going to believe it. But he looked up at me and he says, I haven't sang a hymn, thought of a hymn, or been to church or anything in decades. And he said, this morning I woke up with the song, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. And he said, but the phrase that I kept repeating all day, I got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. And he said, and as you prayed that over and over today, he says, I really felt like God was communicating to me. He's like, I really believe that you've got a connection. And I said, well, I said, Alex, I said, I believe you woke up with that because I believe the Holy Spirit's been singing over you all night because he knew that you were going to have this encounter. So I wish I could say, and I'm going to say, I'm going to be standing up here in the next weeks that I'm going to say he gave his life to Christ. But I will tell you, he got rocked that morning. He got rocked. We had a big hug. I just told him I loved him and would love to see him again. But he definitely messaged me afterwards and thanked me again for coming. But again, like, I talk to people all the time who walk around with offense and with all this stuff blocking us from stepping out. I came across a quote a couple weeks ago, and hopefully I get it right, but it says, how valuable is a soul that Jesus and the devil are both after it? And, our battle is not against flesh and blood, right? We've been given the ministry of reconciliation, and we got to get ourselves out of the way because those people that you're angry at, they matter to Jesus. So that's it.
Thanks, Mike. I wanted him to share that and just kind of wrap it up this morning with just a couple questions. What do you believe that God can do? What do you believe that Almighty God can do? Because I do believe it starts with faith. Having that faith to say, God, you can transform the Sauls in this world. You can transform Alex's heart. You can heal him. And I'm going to persevere, and I'm going to push through, and I'm going to do what you ask me to do because I believe. And do we believe that? Do we believe that God can move in miraculous ways? You know, I think of Scripture, it just challenges our faith. Like, God can transform the hardest heart. God can raise the dead to life. God can turn a cross into an empty grave. God can do anything. And do we believe it? Living it here in 2021, do we believe that God can still move miraculously? And then if so, what are we going to do about it? When God tugs at our heart, are we going to be obedient? Are we going to be obedient like Josh for 3 years or more just going after Ben? Are we going to be obedient like Mike? Like, even in the twisting and the turning, like, you're like, hey, God, I don't know if I want to do this. Are we going to be obedient? And so I want us to stand right now, and I'm just going to, in some silence, I just want you to pray and ask the Lord, like, where do you need to be obedient? What is he asking you to do? Because, again, God can work in just powerful ways, and just he can appear to people, and he does. But most often he works through his kids, through his body. And are you a willing vessel for God to work through? And does it start with just a faith that you believe that God can do anything? So I want you to pray. Just ask the Lord, what do you want me to do?